It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Magnets, Crystals, and Pyramids. I am your host, Brother Unc Rising Sun. Most Thursdays, not to say all Thursdays, we bring shows to you pertaining to your personal evolution, transmutation, elevation, so you don't sound like that siren going past, running to the hospital. We are destined to be born with success in a multitude of ways, personal success, collective family success, and most of all, happiness. Often when we were children, we were asked, what do we want to be when we grow up? And the most important thing was often overlooked, happiness. Since the last show, I want all of the participants in the first Tantra Touch Master Workshop, our guest speakers, I want to thank Dr. Bashara, who did an excellent presentation on Chinese herbs.
Greetings.
Okay, stand by, Sister Merle.
Okay, I'm pushing mute.
Okay. Sifu James did a wonderful presentation on the importance of complete breathing to increase tissue density. So if you just happen to take a fall, and you will bounce instead of break, because deep breathing with specific movements increase tissue density. So Sifu James, thank you again. We also had Sister Kafunia, who did an excellent presentation on doTERRA essential oils, or oils that can heal the body internally by ingesting and also topical application. We also had the presence of Sister Najami doing massages. I thank you for being present, Najami. And excellent hostess, Sister Monique, excellent host, Brother Joel, for the first Tantra Touch Master series. We learned about magnets, and I did a demonstration of touchless orgasm, just allowing the radiance from my breath over the chakras to bring the beautiful sister to bliss. And you know who she is, and I thank you for modeling for us. This information coming around to today, first I want to acknowledge our ancestors, our ascended master, big brothers and sisters. I am in me. I am in you. I am in the listening audience live now and in the future, because the future, the past, and the present are in the here and now. So I want to invite into the show Ascended Masters, Enoch. Ashe. I want to invite Yahshua. Ashe. Mother Mary. Ashe. I want to invite Nikolai Tesla. Ashe. Wilhelm Reich. Ashe. Sheikh Amadou Bamba. Ashe. Sheikh Iberfall. Ashe. Simeon Toko. Ashe. Harriet Tubman. Ashe. Nat Turner. Ashe. John Brown. Ashe. All of our healer shamans and medicine women who made the difference, bringing forth the rhythm, the healing of heart's delight. We salute you and we thank you. White Buffalo Calf Woman. Ashe. Mary McLeod Methune. Ashe. And all of our ancestors who hold the torch of love in this world and beyond. Many of us are experiencing ancestors, family members who are walking back through the Stargate into the world of the ancestors. Many of us, regardless of the age. So take not for granted this lifetime, because we don't know how long we have, and you never want to live this life saying shoulda, woulda, coulda. So getting back to tonight's featured guest, I want to thank our sister, my sad sister Esther, who brought this information across to me, and Brother Elijah, who reminded me. Oh, the drummers at the Tantra Touch Master Series, I want to salute you. Drummer Master Raphael Elijah and his the quartet, also G-Way, Brother Baba G-Way. He did an awesome acoustic healing through the wooden sounds of flute. We had excellent, excellent ambiance with music. I'd like to thank also our shaman brother came through, who gave everyone who wanted to be initiated into being a Reiki master, rapé, to remove the mucus from the nasal passages in the brain. Much as quiet as it's kept, Dr. Sabi was an avid mycologist. He was into entheogens in the form of mushrooms. And unfortunately, our so-called conscious community have not embraced, nor the church have embraced, the entheogens of antiquity. Africa is owned now economically. 80% of Africa is owned by China. Had we had our African brothers across the waters embrace the entheogens instead of Western colleges, they would have did readings and perhaps they would have seen the intentions of the Chinese in absorbing their natural resources. But no, intellectual astuteness is only a part of being aware. If you are not aware in the realm of the plant kingdom, you can be bamboozled. The more degrees you have, the greater you can be seduced by the Western, in the form of media, electronics, gizmos that dazzle the eyes, like our comedian brother said, Chris Rock. Love those spinning rims, those spinning rims. I want to see some spinning rims. That's hypnotic at its best. So is social media. Hypnotic at its best. So coming back around, again, I said, Brother Elijah, the drummer, Sister Esther, beautiful people who brought the information about Oxgiving reminded me. And I said to myself, wait a second, this seems like this is a movement. You know, this is like Kwanzaa. We have to create our own holidays. We have to activate our own self-appreciation beyond the pattern of someone else's cadence. We have to set our own rhythm. So I reached out, following instinct, listening to my nuke, poo nuke, I am that I am. I reached out to Sister Murr and had a wonderful conversation. And tonight's guest is Sister Murr, speaking about Anksgiving, the message, meaning, and purpose. Anksgiving, the spark becomes the flame. Tonight's show is featuring Sister Murr and her collective to bring awareness of purpose, upholding the principles of Ubuntu, being aware of the paradigm. Me can be no me without we. There can be no we without me. Elevating the importance of collective support and celebration with family and community. Anksgiving is an elevation of cultural awareness, crucial to strengthen family bonds, bloodlines, and extended family into community in the spirit of the drum. This event this year will be held at 3D's Hall, 885 Lexington Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. Doors open at 5 p.m. Vendors, I believe, around 4 p.m. There will be music, food, guest speakers, drumming, dancing, raffles, children's activities, and more. So without further ado, I want to invite our Sister Murr to the show. Sister Murr, turn off that mute and come on down.
Come on. Greetings. Black power, my people. It's Sister Murr in the building. Greetings all. You know, along with the Anksgiving Collective. Greetings. Excuse me. Apologies. I want to announce that I also have aboard the Anksgiving Collective, but also in the vehicle, and we are in the Anksmobile, and we are making our final preparations for our Anksgiving celebration. Once again, it's the fourth annual, so we are happy to be able to give a shout out on Brother Hank's platform. Give thanks, Brother Hank. Peace and love.
Yes. So, Sister Murr, give us a little history. How did you get so inspired with a beautiful spark that's becoming a flame on giving?
Oh, well, first and foremost, I'd like to say, can you hear me? Because I'm driving. Can you hear?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. I'd like to say that on giving, although I might have put some vision, you know, towards it and put some effort behind it, it's a vision that belongs to the people. And so Anksgiving has been inspired by our people. To give you more of a personal brief description of myself and my upbringing, we didn't celebrate or patronize any of these European holidays. However, I do recognize that us gathering together, celebrating Umoja in the spirit of unity, celebrating, you know, just breaking bread together. That is our African tradition. And so we don't uphold the traditional holiday that we like to call so unaffectionately Misgiving Thursday. We do not uphold those principles of slaughter, genocide, and imperialism of indigenous people. So we're not going to celebrate, you know, a holiday that doesn't uplift people and is basically a celebration of the massacre of millions of our ancestors. Oh. So I say, give thanks and praise.
Yeah, yeah.
So with that being said, yeah, sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, with that being said, I found it necessary, as well as the people, that Kwanzaa and Black History Month just ain't enough.
Right. Say it again.
We have. I say what?
Say it again. We need to hear that again. Say it again.
Oh, what I said was Kwanzaa and Black History Month just ain't enough.
Got that.
Can I get an uncle?
Okay, yeah, you got
our
that.
People,
indigenous people, our specific.
That's right, sister.
Because we have to be specific. Greetings, everybody. This is Sister Sim.
That's right.
AKA Love Water. I'm so thankful to be on this call with all of you, the Unksgiving Committee, me and Asa Cset. We are here, and we are pushing forward with the Unksgiving to make sure our indigenous people and our ancestors are uplifted and praise at the Most High level. If they can pray.
Wow. So, you know what's really interesting is right now I'm feeling a strong feminine energy thrusting this Unksgiving. Is that by coincidence? Come on, Sister Merle. Come on.
Well, you know, ain't no coincidences. All is in divine order, but don't let it, let's not fool you. We have some very powerful brothers who a part of the Unksgiving Collective, we are so very honored and proud to say. However, they are on their duties, you know what I'm saying, and we are on ours. Give thanks and praise.
Yeah, give thanks and praise, you know, because I appreciate hearing your Shakti, as some sisters, knowledgeable sisters, understanding the Kundalini energy. You sound like you are full circle with your womanness. Are you a mom, Sister Mer?
Oh, yes. I'm a mom of mom. I'm like, no, I ain't a mom of mom. I am, I am a mother of future mothers. I am a mother of many nations, as I like to call myself. So I am a mother of all young queens. Give thanks. Ashe.
Yeah. And what about your associates? Is she?
Hi, greetings. Yes, it's my comrade.
Hi, this is Sister Simintra. I'm a new mother, and I am a daughter, and I am a sister, and I'm enjoying the sisters, the sacred woman circle that we have built, and we have gathered along to make sure we, let's just say, show each other love and support and introduce new holidays to our children. So that is our goal.
Yeah.
We're creating these.
I don't want to get sidetracked, but I've heard it said that in Africa they say a woman isn't a woman until she becomes a mother. Is there truth to that?
Well, you know, brother, it was very interesting that my sacred sisters never said queen until I had my daughter. It was very interesting. That's what I observed. But we always salute each other and greet each other with the respect of sister and sacred sister. So I find that energy very harmonious with the birthing of my daughter.
Wonderful.
I don't necessarily, you know, that's one thing, one of the most beautiful things about our collective, I just want to say, is that we represent several different platforms, several different organizations, and we also represent several different backgrounds, opinions and ideas. But what must be stated is that even when we have differences in our opinion, we do not allow that to hinder our progress and moving forward in the best interest of our people. I don't agree with that statement. I know plenty of mamas who ain't never birthed no children.
Nice. Go ahead now. Go ahead. Let it rip.
Well, I feel the energy. I feel the energy is strong, and I feel like we definitely always salute women who are aunts and grandmothers and who are not as let's just say, you know, a biological mother, we always definitely pay more homage to women. That's what I feel, to women who have birth children, but as well as have took on that, I'm just going to say, that title and that responsibility of taking on another child. So, you know, it just depends, but I noticed at my age that the energy was there. So that's what I'm agreeing to because I've experienced it.
Very well said. I'm thinking of my aunt, Rebecca. She has children, nieces and nephews and grandnieces and grandnephews. My aunt Kalata, God bless her, she an ancestor now. She never had any natural children, but she had an extended family, and she was auntie, and we went to many a meals over her house.
Mm-hmm.
And Aunt Rebecca, to this day, I love her banana pudding, and she's in this world still. So, tell us about what's going to be. What can we expect? Because you got my support, you got my attention. Tell us.
Oh, we are so grateful. We are thankful for your support and all, as well as all the support. Sorry. Oh, okay. We're in traffic. We're almost to our destination. But excuse me. What to expect? What you can expect, this is the fourth one. If I could give you a little history, a little our story, because it's neither his or her story at this point. This is our story that we are creating, and everybody is responsible for it. Ashe?
Ashe.
All right. So what we can expect is another divine gathering, a healthy, a healing celebration. We are going to be saluting, we are going to be honoring various members of our community who have been, you know, dedicated to preserving our culture, dedicated to uplifting and cultivating us as a people. And so it's definitely important to give our people their tributes and their recognition and acknowledge them while we are here. But as well as doing that, we first and foremost is going to recognize and pay tribute to those who are not here and those who have paved the way towards our African liberation. You know, I want to give a sidebar disclaimer. I ain't even write it yet, but I'm going to tell you this. The Spirit is telling me to say.
Go ahead.
We, as the Almsgiving Collective, are not anti anybody else's plight or anybody else's struggle or anybody else's culture or nationality who has been affected by genocide. And we recognize that genocide happens in many different complexions and cultures. So we want to definitely say that we acknowledge that. But however, this particular platform, okay, is geared towards focused on African Americans, people on this side of Native Americans, and people of that sort. So without any disrespect or, you know, without not acknowledging others who have been affected by that, because I was told that my flyer might have been misleading, and I've been receiving some type of ridicule and some slack from other members of other communities who are upset that they are not allowed, or they're not given the opportunity, I should say, rather lack of a better word, to use our platform to speak. I just want to let that be known that I'm unapologetically African. And 100% Nubian, but 100% human, 100% Nubian, but unapologetically about it.
I want to add to that, Sister Murr.
Yes, please.
In my formative years, there was a activist besides Dick Gregory and Ray Fontroy in the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, and what they used to say was, pro-black is not necessarily anti-white.
So, no, we're not.
Not even the term white, but European. It's like,
right.
I really truly believe Martin Luther King, he meant well, but he was misdirected because there
isn't
any integration. It's gentrification. So
That's right.
We kept our economic base, had we kept our family structure, had we kept our communities, we wouldn't be suffering from the gentrification that's happening.
So much
in the major
displacement and gentrification. That's right.
Right. So this integration was a failure. And Martin Luther King said before he died, "I've guided my people into a burning house." So my big question was, who misdirected Martin Luther King when you had Malcolm, you had Elijah Muhammad, you had Black Wall Street? Black Wall Street wasn't integrated. It was devastated. So to this day, I don't see any integration happening in this country. Foreign policy.
Ashe, brother, we believe gentrification actually weakened us as a family, as a, you know, black womb and a black father and a black mother household. You know, I feel like that has weakened our family.
Now, making a transition from hidden location. We're making our transition from hidden into our location. So please bear with some of the shuffling, my people.
So let's talk about this is the Thanksgiving, and you're setting a cadence that may go global because the Ankh is found in the Americas, it's found in ancient Egypt. You find it in Central America, the Ankh, the present, and you also find the Ankh, the Sphinx, and the pyramids 2 miles underwater between Cuba and Florida.
Did y'all hear that? That's right.
You have pyramids, underwater pyramid cities off Okinawa, Japan. So there's an ancient world that embraced the Ankh, that embraced the pyramid technology, that predates Western 6,000-year-old civilization. So what I want to ask you, Sister Murr, is for those people in the future, the ones that are just getting into diapers now, and if they come to age and hear your voice, Thanksgiving, what is the date that Thanksgiving will continuously be?
Well, without a doubt, we already know that Thanksgiving traditionally will always be what we again so affectionately refer to as a Black Power Friday, which is so unaffectionately referred to the day after Misgiving Thursday. So we always know that every year, peace in the house, every year is going to be on a Friday, the day after the national holiday, Misgiving.
Okay.
So
we have Ankh, which means life giving. So we have Life Giving Friday. And for what people want to know what they should do, because like Kwanzaa, like our other holidays, people pick up the ball, the baton or the Ankh, and how would you like to see the vision of Thanksgiving being celebrated, say, 75 years from now or 100 years from now?
Oh, that's a very good question. Can you hear me? Okay,
that's an excellent question.
I'm trying to put you into another speaker. I'm going to – is that okay?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so everybody can hear you too in the room. I'm going to affirm that Thanksgiving will be around 70 years, 100 years, you know, to come. However, our plight and our circumstances would have definitely changed. So I'm going to affirm that, Shay, put that into the atmosphere. I want Thanksgiving to continue to symbolize love and life, exactly what it is, Ankh being the universal representation of life. I want it to represent the balance of woman and man. I want it to be always represented as a community affair that the community pulls together and makes this happen. We show how we can give back. We don't need the calendar to tell us when to be thankful. We are a thankful people all year round.
Yes.
We recognize a time to harvest. We recognize a time to get together, just like all seasons change. You know, so do certain energies change. And so we recognize that. We want Thanksgiving to always be a place that people can be comfortable to celebrate our Africanness, to always be able to come together and have a great time. Thanksgiving is a firm believer of, you know, we accept you how you come, but you better come correct.
Oh, I like that. We accept you as you come, but make sure you bring your drum.
Oh, that's nice. I like that too. But we become a limited space.
And bring your African drum.
I love that. I love that. But we ain't got much space for many djembes, y'all. So, you know, make a few shakeries.
Okay. All right. That
we already have drummers in the building, y'all. Give thanks.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good. A lot of people, the day after Misgiving or Thanksgiving, you know, you people are stuffed with turkey, collard greens, candy, yams. So will there be some movement at the Thanksgiving celebration to get their digestion in motion?
So what I want to say is because some of us in the collective and some already practice this this tradition, I fast on Misgiving Thursday. You know, I take the moment to reflect. I take the moment to, you know, fasting is always good too. But I think that in the spirit of everybody across the country, and who knows, maybe even internationally, literally fasting, feasting. They are literally feasting. And, you know, as we all know, gluttony can be a sin. And we know that our people, a lot of the things that our people are going to extra indulge in, maybe not be the very best for us to be eating. So, yeah, definitely we're going to have some physical activity. We have a children's program. We got a DJ. You know what I'm saying? This is multi-generational, so it's a family event. We got the elders in the building. We got the young people in the building, adolescents in the building. So we know that we're doing something right. Also, new development is last year and the year before and the year before that, we weren't able to accommodate all of our people the way we wanted to. Now, we're still not able to accommodate all people, but we are happy to say that we are now wheelchair accessible and elder friendly, which has been a concern in the past. So we're happy to say that.
I had a brother actually ask me if he had was there going to be wheelchair access, and so that the answer there, my brother Key, is yes.
It is elder friendly and wheelchair accessible. The year before, which was the third annual Thanksgiving. Oh, let me show you one of the history, right? I'm sorry, give me the interview, man. Ask me the question. Oh, sorry.
You know what? I'm going to bring tea, being that everybody's going to be stuffed with food. We got to drink some tea on this holiday, Thanksgiving Day.
Wonderful! I love your tea.
Yeah, I like it because the tea will get your peristalsis going. So we got to definitely have some tea, you know.
Right on.
What was crucial? I want to bring her on. I see Sister Kafunya in the queue. She was sharing with us at the Tantra Touchmaster series the importance of essential oils. So I just want to bring her on for a little bit. Sister Kafunya, are you with us?
Hello?
Yeah, welcome to the show, Sister Kafunya.
Can you hear me?
Greetings, Sister Kafunya. Greetings, Empress.
Greetings and salutations.
Turn your volume up, Kafunya. We can't hear you.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. I would like to say greetings and salutations to the very beautiful work that Sister Murr has done, past, present, and future.
Ashe.
Yes, and I wanted to be a part of the bending part, but I think I got there a little bit too late. But it's Irie still, you know.
Sister Murr, you got to turn down the radio in the background because you're getting a lot of feedback.
Yeah. Is that better?
Kafunya, I did acknowledge you earlier, and perhaps you could share with us, maybe if you could talk with Sister Murr, you could talk about the crucial need for essential oils for healing.
Well, you know, we are approaching winter, the winter season, and because of the feasting that is going to be going on, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of mucus buildup in the food that is going to be presented on some tables. But overall, I would definitely recommend people getting this essential oil that I use, and that it was used back in the days of the plague. It's called On Guard. And On Guard is an essential oil that will help boost your immune system in the middle of the cold or right before you're getting it. And another essential oil to use in combination of that would be Breathe essential oil.
Well, you need to bring some of that tomorrow. I mean, not tomorrow. Bring that on Friday, because it sounds like people probably going to need to Breathe into what did you say? You know,
Breathe in On Guard.
I would say eliminate. Yeah. You got an oil to help people make elimination and Breathe?
Oh, sure. 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 But it's not a one-shot deal. It's something that people must work on. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
They have to
work on themselves.
However, you know, I will bring the oils out. I will bring the clove oil. I will bring the essential, On Guard, so people can taste what it's like. And, you know, I'll just, you know, be there because I think it's very important. I think it's so important. And I thank you for acknowledging me, and I really thank you, Unc Rising Sun, for allowing me to be a part of your most recent program this past Saturday. And I think you're going to be at the Unc-giving on Friday, yes?
Yes, spirit willing, I'll be there. And I had also invited Brother Raphael to come in and give us a few words about the importance of the drum. Sister Mara, question I have for you.
Can I say something? I was waiting for a beautiful Empress Sister Kofunyi to end. We would love for you to bring your oils in the building. However, I can't stress this enough. We have no more table space.
I know.
For vending.
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
Okay, wonderful. As long as we understand, I don't want any confusions, y'all. I suggest you do bring your own stool. Because that's how we know it's going to be packed. Because the Almsgiving has been growing, and I just wanted to briefly say, it started off in my sacred sister. Shout out to the Wellness Twins, sacred women. It started, 4 years ago in Long Island. We said we're going to get together. I said, I am not coming if y'all call it Thanksgiving. I said, I don't celebrate Thanksgiving. I'm going to be fasting. I said, but if we have an Unc-giving, now you're talking. And that's exactly what happened. Shout out to Magnolia Tree Earth Center, Empress Coochie. Shout out to Magnolia Earth Tree Center, because that's where we held the second one. Shout out to the Black Lady Theater, because that's where we had the third annual. Shout out to 3D's Lounge, who we are having our fourth annual, and we anticipate and we affirm that we're going to get bigger and better as we move along.
Sister Myra,
the sister in the background, we couldn't hear what she was saying. She needs to come closer to the microphone and speak slower so we can get the message.
I'm rising.
One, Sister Sim again, aka Love Water. We are coming soon. The Restoration Plaza, right, Sasaki said, and the Aliambra. So look out for us. Look out.
We are here.
That's right. If anyone wants to get in charge,
not in charge.
Well, if anyone wants to get in contact with Bending, that sector is basically taken care of with Yomi Love, okay?
And what
No.
This is concerning any type of vending.
No,
have other Yomi Love
right now. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But we ain't got no vending. No more.
We're talking about Unskilled.
Right.
Yeah.
Not Yomi
eggs. Hold on.
Uh-oh. Not Yomi eggs.
No.
Shout out to Brother Yomi Love.
Name,
Manhill by
himself. Right.
Shout out to the Almsgiving Collective. Shout out to the Sacred Woman. Shout out to the whole collective. The whole Merc crew.
It's Brother Yomi Love. He's in charge of the vending sector. Shout out. Your
thing. Now, he's in charge of vending of what event?
Of our Almsgiving.
Oh, but there's no vacancies, so.
Yeah, it's full.
Yeah, it's full. Okay.
Did I misinterpret what you said?
Brother Yomi? Or is his name Brother Yomi?
No, we'll give a shout out to
Yomi.
Yomi.
Yeah, Yomi.
Yomi, okay.
Shout out to him. He is our vendor's marshal. Good thing. We also have a fashion show this year, so we have implemented the Almsgiving runway, y'all. So, yeah, definitely it's going to be packed with entertainment, beautiful people. Again, we have the award ceremony. We have a beautiful youth award this year we have introduced. We have children's activities. Shout out to Watoto Entertainment, Sister Z. And we have some guest speakers and some wonderful live performance artists, y'all. So, yeah.
You know
come
what?
Out.
Sister Murr.
Yeah.
I don't know if you got this already covered, but for all the people who would love to come and they're not able to, will you live stream?
Shout out to Black Watch TV. Give thanks, Brother Unk. For reminding me, shout out to Powerful Pioneers and my brother Rojo. We got Black Watch in the building, so it will be live streamed, y'all. So definitely people across the country are going to be able to tune in to the 4th annual Almsgiving.
Okay, and how would they register or get in touch with Black Watch?
Let me give one minute. I got to go through my message. Give me 1 second. Get back to me. Ask me another question real quick while I get that other information. I'll get that information real quick to you. I got it, but I just got to, locate it. My apologies. I should have had that ready.
Because that, this is the correct application of social
Black Watch.
Media.
Hold on. Black Watch. Hold on a second, y'all. Let me get it together. My apologies.
And when you get a chance, if you have it as a flyer, text it to me so I can add it to this show.
Absolutely.
So there'll be archived.
Mm-hmm. 1 second. Let me get
so
that
there will be family. There will be live stream. So if you're not able to attend physically, you will be there through the medium of digital technology.
Yeah, right on. So the name of the site, what you can plug in is blackwatch.live. Blackwatch.live. Live. L-I-V.
Okay. Sounds good. And is there a donation to watch the event?
No, it's going to be streamed for free, y'all.
Okay. Right. Is there
a we are always welcome. There's always welcome offerings. No one will be turned away at the door as long as you come in correct. But there is a suggested love offering. All right. And yeah.
Is the brother on WhatsApp?
Okay, the love offering. What is your suggestion? You gotta turn down the background.
Suggested love offering of $10 and adults and $3 for children.
Okay. Got it.
Everybody will have a beautiful meal. We have vegetarian, vegan meals on deck. We also have alkaline water on deck. Shout out to Sister Patricia, who's donating the water. Shout out to Bob Eugene. Shout out to Veggie Castle, who's one of our sponsors. You know, it's a whole lot of major shout-outs, but I'm going to make sure I write them all down so that I could, you know, shout them out the day of. Give thanks.
Excellent. Excellent. And for people to get additional information, is there a contact number at this time?
Yeah, you can reach us to onksgiving@gmail.com.
Excellent. Excellent.
onksgiving@gmail.com. Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. Pafunia, did you have anything to add?
I just wanted to say that I want to give a big respect to Given, who flows through the veins of our brothers and sisters who are the co-creators of this event.
Ashe.
I love what you're doing, and thank you for including me in the event. And I'm clear on that there is no additional vendors. That's no problem. I'll just come and say what I have to say and be in full joy of what is being presented on a worldwide basis.
Yeah, think global, act local.
Yeah, yeah, give thanks. So, you know, well, I love to have you on the program. So, again, we have a very, very tight program, but I would love that you be in the building to help enlighten our people. And, you know, give thanks to you, Sister Kafunia, and, you know, all the diligent works that you do with the holistic health. And I have many, many of your items, I'm sure you know, that, you know, some of them very, you know, that are very proud, you know, you close to my heart possessions that I have, that I've had for many years, that sit on my altar. So give thanks to you for that. And
yes.
I cannot take the credit. I give thanks. I want to give thanks and praise for my parents who have instilled the revolutionary spirit in me.
Right.
I want to give thanks for my people. I want to give thanks most importantly to my collective who really stood up, to our collective, who stood up and put not just their words, you know what I'm saying, into action. They put their money, they put their energy, they put it where the heart is. And Unsgiving, again, is for the people. It's a non. We don't profit from this. We're not a non-profit organization. And so we welcome all the offers and sponsors that we can get. And, again, we welcome all our people, all right,
indigenous, melanated
and less. Pigmented, melanated, because that was very politically, specifically,
correct.
And diplomatically put to me that I was not welcoming of
all
of people who were less melanated, people of color. So again, we unapologetically African with this, and again, we're not anti any other racial group. Just understand we're pro-black, and we're against any one of y'all who tries to hold us back. I said, damn, get out of your seat. I said, damn, get on your feet. I said, damn, and I will.
All right, you did that without the drum. Wait till we get drums going.
And what time does it start, Uncle Rising Sun?
The doors open. Sister Murr, tell Kafunia what time the doors open.
The doors open at
5 p.m.
Oh, 5.
Yeah, I think
okay.
The call dropped. She blew the connection right through the roof. Again, family.
I know.
she had some rhythm. 3D's Hall, 885 Lexington Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. Doors open at 5 p.m. And again, there'll
okay.
be vendors, music, food, guest speakers, drumming, dancing, raffles, children's activity, poetry, and more.
That's
so,
beautiful.
Yeah, that's
a beautiful,
beautiful event.
Thing.
She has my full support. Okay. I think that brings
right.
it full circle. Yeah.
Thank you,
Sister Murr, in case you can't hear me. I want to thank you again for this wonderful event and to all the listening audience. Oh, here's Sister
I got carried away.
You got carried away and blew the connection right off the roof.
What is I'm sorry, did I break? I'm sorry, y'all. Did I cut everybody off? I'm sorry.
No, you didn't cut them off. You flew off.
Well, you know, spirit was guided me. Give thanks.
Yes. Yes. So I want to thank you, Sister Myrrh, and wish you, and you know, your name Myrrh means love in the Kemetic legacy, in Kemetic pantheon. And you know, so often we see in the hidden words in English, T and H, and separated from the A and K, you see the Ankh.
Mm.
So,
say that again, please.
That. When you pull the T and H away from the A and K,
uh-huh,
you see the Ankh.
Absolutely.
Given has been there all the time.
All the time. Absolutely.
So this is the Ankh given coming back to its originality.
That's right. This is how we celebrate.
And it's going to be on a Friday, which is considered a holy day, not only by our Islamic brothers, but also our Moorish brothers and sisters, also those who follow the tradition of Yoruba. Friday is the day of love, is the day of Oshun that so many of us try to stay in alignment with.
It's the day of Heru, isn't it? It's Heru, too.
Friday.
It's the day of Heru. Give thanks. I got goosebumps. So, yes, you see how it all puts together? And that's, as I stated before, no coincidences, all in divine order. Shout out to our Queen Mother, Queen of Four. Ankh, 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 Ankh.
Yes.
Give thanks for the divine connection of my powerful sisters and brothers. And give thanks for this fortifying.
Excellent. Ashe. Ashe. With that being said, I want to thank all the listening audience now and in the future. And I'm going to close out with this song. Look forward to seeing you there this Friday. Ashe.
Ashe. Ankh.
Drift to you, I With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.